Workers walked off the job at fast food restaurants across Seattle yesterday. It was part of an organized protest called Boycott McPoverty. Protesters carried signs demanding a $15 an hour minimum wage. KUOW's Joshua McNichols spoke to people at a downtown Seattle McDonald's and a Lake City Way Wendy's, and he produced this audio postcard.
I'm Crystal Thompson, and I work at Domino's Pizza. I've been working there for 5 years and still making minimum wage. Yeah, it's pretty hard. I mean, I'm living check to check, and I never know how many hours I'm going to have. I could have 20 hours one week and 40 the next, so it's tough. My son's autistic, so when I go to work, he's at school. When I come home, he's in bed, so I don't get to spend much time with my child.
$15 an hour, is that going to make a big difference to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it will make a big difference. I'll be able to go back to school.
Hold those fries. Make their wages supersized. Hold those burgers. Hold those fries.
Make our wages supersized.
My name is Malcolm Cooper Sykes, and I'm supporting a living wage of $15 an hour. $15 an hour, you would be able to at least make the same amount or more in a less amount of time and, you know, still be able to at least do other things. You know, I'll be able to go to school, for instance, instead of having to spend 8 hours here making $9.32.
My name is Bill Kitchen, and I was just driving by, and I noticed all these people are clamoring for $15 an hour. And I have definite opinions about that. What do you think that the rent's going to be across Seattle? It's going to go up. What do you think they're going to do if they can't make a profit here? They're going to close it. What do you think is going to happen to the people that work here? They're not going to be making $15 an hour. They're going to be making nothing.
KUOW's Joshua McNichols with voices from yesterday's demonstrations for a $15 an hour minimum wage.